November 9, 1925. Fusing oneself in the divine will is the greatest act, and the one which most honors our Creator. I was fusing myself in the holy divine volition according to my usual way, to then do my adoration to my crucified good. And since, more than once, while doing my acts in the supreme volition, I had been caught by sleep, which would never happen before, I had not completed the first thing, nor done the adoration. So I said to myself, first I will do the adoration to the crucifix, and then, if I am not caught by sleep, I will fuse myself in the divine volition to do my usual acts. But while I was thinking this, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and placing his face close to mine, told me, "My daughter, I want you to fuse yourself in my will first, coming before the Supreme Majesty to reorder all human wills in the will of their Creator, to repair with my own will for all the acts of the wills of creatures opposed to mine. We came out of us in order to divinize the creature, and will do we want. And when this will is rejected by them, to do their own will, it is the most direct offense to the Creator, it is to deny all the goods of creation and to move away from his likeness. And do you think it is trivial that, fusing yourself in my will, you place the whole of this will of mine as though on your lap, which, though it is one, brings its divinizing act to each creature? And reuniting all these acts of my will together, you bring them before the Supreme Majesty, to requite them with your will together with mine, with your love, redoing all the acts opposite those of creatures, and you press this same my will of mine to surprise the creatures once again with more repeated acts, that they may know it, receive it within themselves as prime act, love it, and fulfill this holy will in everything? The adoration of my wounds, more than one does it for me. But giving me back the rights of my will, as the prime act which I did toward man, this, no one does for me. Therefore, it is your duty to do it, as you have a special mission about my will. And if sleep catches you while you are doing it, our celestial Father will look at you with love, in seeing you sleep in his arms, seeing his little daughter, who, even while sleeping, holds on her little lap all the acts of his will, to repair them, requite them in love, and give to each act of our will the honor, the sovereignty, and the right that befits it. Therefore, first fulfill your duty, and then, if you can, you will also do the adoration of my wounds. May Jesus be always thanked. Last night, by his goodness, I did both one and the other.